Fergal Darcy on Today FM.
To get in contact today, 0874 100 102. Some brilliant texts coming in already here, and we were talking about The Haunting of Hill House, which is on Netflix. If you haven't seen it, I think it's worth checking out, you know. Has anyone watched through it all yet? Very disappointed with the last episode. Ruined the whole thing for me. Laura's also got in contact saying, Ferg, out of a turning fear of the washing basket in my room, I put my dirty clothes in there. When I'm half asleep, I convince myself that it's a monster that has made my way into my room. I'm always in a panic, slamming the light to check what it is. Then I feel stupid. Yes, loads of people texting in. And why are they texting in about this stuff? Well, I told you, very simply, before the news, and it's a very simple thing. There are ridiculous things around your house that'll just set you off. When I was a kid, the hardest thing for me is you'd come down to the kitchen at night to get a drink of water and you'd see these two red beady eyes in the wall looking at you, which weren't really eyes in the wall looking at you. They were actually the on and off switch for the cooker and for the fan heater. That was it. Yeah, that was pretty much it. But at night, I didn't see the lights during the day, but at night, I remember I'd come down and I'd see them. And we had those kind of frosted glass windows. And there was about 9 windows on your door. Do you remember those ones where there was like 3, 3, 3, 3 on the panels? And you're just kind of looking at these frosted windows going, oh, and then you just go back to bed and you're like, he's looking at me, he's going to get me. And you go up to bed. Like this time of year, especially when people are watching scary films, that kind of stuff is going to happen. It's going to happen. It's like you think everything's all right, and then the next thing, there's a flicker of a candle. It catches the shadow of your clothes hanging up on the clothes horse. And then the next thing. Did you see that? What was that? What was that over there? Huh? Yeah, we all have it. So if there's something like that that's happened to you, get in contact. Also, I want you to tell me if you have been going out of your way to prank someone or frighten someone, like what we've been doing to Mirren O'Connell. Have a listen.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. We've been frightening the living bejesus by jumping out of nowhere and doing scary things to Mirren. And this is all with the brilliant Bloodlust at the Ambassador Theatre in Dublin, giving somebody an opportunity to win an overnight stay in the country's capital, Dublin, and go to Bloodlust. So thank you so much, everyone who sent in videos to booatodayfm.com. Keep them coming. We're going to be picking a winner for that later on today. Neva said, Ferg, do you remember those bird feather pens? I used to have a dark blue one. But the cat got at it and took some of the feathers out of the top of it. I was convinced that the dark blue feather ball on my bedroom floor was a massive spider. Was terrified. Stood on top of my bed for 10 minutes screaming. My brother eventually told me it wasn't a spider. But that was 5 years ago. I got over my fear of spiders. Yeah. But it's mad that something like that would get you over your fear of spiders. I had two massive tarantulas here on my shoulders there about 2 years ago, and I'm still not over my fear of spiders. I still want to see them, man. I never want to see them. All I want is a can of Lynx and a lighter if I see them coming around the place. Here's one for you. This is an interesting one. It comes in from Maria. She says, Ferg, my little brother John, when we were younger, used to have a trick, and what he would do is whenever he was staying in hotels or anything like that, he would get soap and draw a message on the mirror. The message would read something along the lines of, I'm watching you from outside, or I know what you did. He would then rub over it with a bit of tissue so people couldn't see it. However, when they went into the shower and the room became fogged up, the writing became very clear on the mirror. Jesus, he's a bad joke. He's a bad, bad man, isn't he? That is horrible. That is horrible. That's a horrible trick to play on anyone. Anyway, keep them coming in to us here at 0874 100 102 if you've got any comments about small things that have played tricks on you. Ferg, my dad used to always hang his coat on the wardrobe down the bottom of the hall, and whenever I would come in at night or particularly come up the driveway, I would always see this in the back mirror. It would look through our front door like somebody was watching you from outside. And the last one here comes in from Charlene, and she says, one of the things that one of the lads did at work to frighten us, which shouldn't have really frightened us, he'd say, I think there's something above you. You'd look up and he had black hair hanging down from the ceiling. You know that black hair, Ferg? The one from The Ring has. Oh, God. Steve was on the line as well. Steve, how are you?
Not too bad, Ferg, yourself.
Steve, some people might say you're the best dad in the world. Some people might say you're a terrorist. Tell us what you did.
I'm the best dad in the world. When my son's about 6 or 7, I wrote, I'm under the bed in glowing dark paint on the ceiling, and didn't say a word to him until he went up to bed. And there are loads of them.
Oh, that is brilliant. That is absolutely brilliant. My dad was exactly the same. Best dad in the world, but you know, always a prankster. Loving that. Steve, thanks for coming on with us.
No worries, Fergus.
Have a lovely day. Yeah, quite a few people sending in stories to us, and thank you so much for your ridiculous stories about that, because it is the witching season. It's nice to kind of play some of these pranks. So there you have an example of some of them.
Fergal Darcy on Today FM.